The Mishnah again. The Mishnah Lamed Tes Amud Aleph lists off three differences between Oinus and Mefata. One difference is Ha'Oinus Shoisa Batzitzoi. If the girl wants, he's obligated to marry her. The Mefata doesn't have to. Doesn't have to marry her. Second difference is the Oinus pays right away. All the Tashlum, and the Mefata only pays in the event that he doesn't marry her. If he marries her, he doesn't have to pay anything. Doesn't have to pay the Knas. Yeah. And the third difference was that there's nezik tzari pesheves boshes by chayv by chaveiro, so there's only tzar by the oynis, by the mefata there is no tzar. Then the Mishnah concluded that this halacha that v'loisi eliyisha, that he's supposed to marry her, doesn't apply whenever there's an isur involved. Only if she's really lover b'kol, she's not really lover b'kol now. So the Gemara was bothered. We started the Gemara mema amaral. The Gemara asked the kasha. Why don't you say Esedecha lo isesei? So Tosis says, what do you mean? Why don't you say Esedecha lo isesei? But the Pasuk says, V'lo isiyeli yishabisha harilo. The Mishnah sounds as if they understood from the Pasuk that you don't say Esedecha lo isesei. What was the question? So Tosis explains, Amem amaral, that was the Gemara's kasha. Let's learn out from here. Then call it Tarkula, Ein Esedecha lo isesei. So that was the kasha. Why shouldn't you apply Esed, the general, the universal rule of Esed Dechaloi Sesei? And if you say that's exactly what the Pasuk tells you not to apply it here, so maybe it means that you never say Esed Dechaloi Sesei. You have Shneks of the Mamakrishim Zezeh. You have the Pasuk by Yidarshan Smuchim and Mishnah Torah. So from the Smuchim we establish that Esed Dechaloi Sesei by climate sits. Then you have this Pasuk, V'loi Sili Yishabisha Ruil Kaima. That ain't Esed Dechaloi Sesei. So how do you know to learn out Kol HaTarkula from Tzitzis and say that this is the exception to the rule? Maybe this is the rule, and climate Tzitzis is the exception to the rule. So the Gemara asks that question. So the Gemara answers. When do you apply Hechamrina? When do you apply Esed Dechaloi Sesei? If it's the Efshel Kaima, but over here not. So it sounds as if the end of the sentence is, here it's Epshe L'Kaimo. Why is Epshe L'Kaim's name? Because tell a girl not to insist that she wants to marry him. So that was the problem. That's called Epshe L'Kaim's name. That's not called Epshe L'Kaim's name. You're not Mekaim the Esse. The Esse only is, if she wants him to marry her, then there's an Esse. If she doesn't care, then there is no Esse. So what did the Gemara mean by that? So many Rishonim didn't understand the Gemara like that. That it does mean that here it's Epshe L'Kaim's name, because the girl can be Mechel. So Tosis gave. So we discussed a lot there. Ramban, yeah.
Can we mention when we're talking about Mamon versus Mara, wasn't there an opinion that said that if you're mochel, it's like a form of payment over there?
Yeah.
So why can you also then can we understand why you could say that it could be something kind of here as well, mochel?
Could be. Okay. It's not a bad stretch. Okay. Could be. So the Gemara says that if she's Meichel, then it's called Efshel Kaim's name. He's Yitzah the Mitzvah, because Mechilik is Kabalti. Could be. Okay. So that's the simple reading of the Gemara. The Gemara sounds like they left off the second half of the sentence. First half says, when do you say Esed Dechel Esesei? When it's the Efshel Kaim's name, but over here, it's Efshel Kaim's name. That's what it sounds like. She'll be Meichel, it'll be Efshel Kaim's name. That's what it sounds like. So many Rishonim didn't learn like that. John Hebel has a whole interpretation. Since if she's Meichel, the whole essay doesn't apply. So that's a conclusive proof that the nature of the essay has been on Machaveiro. So therefore we apply the rule that doesn't appear on our daf at all, that appears in Bava Metzia, daf Lamed Aleph, Midachin and Isurim Kamim Mamon, that an essay Shabbat on Machaveiro can't be Dechel Esesei Binon Mamakam. Fine, that's how the Ramban read. Tosfos has one suggestion here. There's a tiny little Tosfos in tiny letters. And Mem Amarala, the Tosfos di Mamaschel, Yomer lo binim yisi esel klal. So Tosfos says, V'li nire, v'lamed nun. V'li nire, v'och agabidi do leke esig, do hayibayu omer lo bin olay. Ok, chen lo lava b'lam shem esig didei. Tosfos has an interesting chiddush. They assume that Lamaskana, the Gemara still holds that V'loisi Eliyisha is an essay. The Gemara in the Havamina clearly assumed like that. V'loisi Eliyisha is an essay. It's not just a din. Not just that she has the schus to demand he should marry her. It's a mitzvah essay. The Samishanim Tosis, the long Tosis said, maybe that was the answer. That there is no essay. It doesn't fit into the Loshan of the Gemara. The Gemara said something about Epshe l'kaim shneim, the epshe l'kaim shneim. It's daloshen ha-gemara is megumgam, the way Tosis is saying. But that was one suggestion that Tosis gave. The Gemara's answer was that there is no esed, just the schus that she has, to insist that he should marry her. So the Tosis here has another interpretation, also megumgam, doesn't really fit into the loshen ha-gemara. The Ramban also doesn't really fit in. There's a lot missing. According to Ramban, the line from Bav Metzia is missing. The punchline is missing. So Tosis has another pshat. In order to apply esed dechalos esed, has to be, I have to be mekayim in esed to allow me, to permit me to violate a lois esed. So they learned that was the Gemara's answer, that lois elisha is only a mitzvah on the man. It's not a mitzvah on the girl. She doesn't want, she doesn't have to suffer with him. So you see that she doesn't have the esed. So there's no hetter for her. The Issa, Tosis says, Ish hakos of isha liish. He musaris kemosav. Ish hakos of isha liish. That not only by arayas are they both chayv kores and both chayv misa, even by a kohen begusha, she's not a kohenish, she's a Yisraelis. If the, whoever he's muzah, she's muzah, they're both going to be in violation. Abola mamzeres nivelis lamamzer, it's the same hishva kosav ishulish on both of them. So since legabi her there is no essay, if she wants to, she doesn't have to marry him. So for her, there's no essay, so you can't apply essay dechalos essay. So this is a problem. The simple reading of the Gemara and Yevamos indicate that the mitzvah of Yevama Yavu Aleha, that's an essay. And the Mishnah says, the Gemara explains on Daf Chof and Yevamos, Daf Yudas, Yitesim and Alef Yevamos, that we had it already, Tosis quoted it from Yevamos, that Mi'ikar Adin, if the Yavama is a Chayv Elavin, and the Yavam, the Iker Adin, he's allowed to do Yivam, because Esed Dechalos Esed, but that would only permit him to do Birishayna. He wouldn't be allowed to do Birishayna. So with the Rabbana, they prohibited him even from doing Birishayna, because Birishayna ought to be Birishayna. But Minat Torah, it's really mutter that you should fulfill a mitzvah of Yavama Yavaleo, even though there's an issue of a lav over here. So that's the question. The mitzvah of Yavam and Yavaleh, is not only mutal on the Yavam, you say the Yavam is also in fulfillment of the mitzvah. The simple reading of the Gemara is that the mitzvah is only on the Yavam. There's no mitzvah on her. The Rishayim explained, in that long tshuva by Rabbi Yosef ibn Palat, to the Ravid that's printed in the beginning of the Avodram, so he writes a davar pashut, like it sounds in the Gemara, that women are not, the Yavam doesn't have the mitzvah of Yavam and Yavaleh, because it's a branch of the mitzvah of Pirei Berivya. So since women are pater from Pirei Berivya, so who had the name the potter from Yavama Yavaleh? So how is there a heter even to do Birishayna? She doesn't have any essay. So the answer is, because this Maisa, the Maisa Yibum, the Birishayna, the Yavam is in fulfillment of a mitzvah. So his essay, Kimidecha Herlos essay. So why does Tosis think over here that it's not going to work?
How does Tosis spin to Lashon Amar that seems to be focusing on whether or not she says, it shouldn't matter what she says. Even if she says Bayim. It shouldn't matter. If there is an essay, it's all about her being, it's usher for her. So why is the Gemara focusing on what she says?
No, Gemara is proving that she doesn't have an essay. All right, she says, Labinalei, so that's fine. So you see that the essay doesn't apply to her. The essay is only on him. If she wants him to marry her, he has an essay. But if he wants to marry her, she doesn't want, she doesn't have an essay. Yeah, that's not bad the way that fits in. What it said was Megumgum, because the sentence starts off, when do you say, when you apply Esed Dechalos Esed, Mila B'Tzaras, why? Because the Epshel Kaim Shneim. Sounds like you're going to end off the sentence, but over here, it is Epshel Kaim Shneim. So that's problematic. Why is it Epshel Kaim Shneim? So all the other interpretations really don't seem to fit into the Lashon HaGemar. So this is a problem with this Tosis. There is a famous Tosis in Bava Basra, and Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, Gemara in Bava Basra, quotes the Mishnah from Hanizokin, In the middle of Hashaleach, in the fourth parak in Gittin, so the Mishnah quotes a Tikkun Ha'olam. Mishnah quotes a Takana Rabbi Gamliel made in Hilchas Gittin. So Maseches Gittin made a Takana in Hilchas Gittin. If the husband sent a Shliach to deliver the get to the wife and they have no telephones, they have no way to contact the Shliach, after the Shliach leaves, the husband is Mevatel the Shliach Shlevifano. So the Shliach is never going to. No, he'll never. How's he going to find out that he's not supposed to deliver the get? Then he goes and delivers the get to the woman, and she thinks she's Megureshes, and the husband was Mevatel Shlichus. So the Mishnah quotes a Takanas Rabbi Gamliel Mepnei Tikkun Ha'olam. She never been Mevatel Shlich Shlo Bifanav, and then other Takanas. Then the Mishnah quotes Prusbol, other Takanas Rabbanu, various Takanas. So the Mishnah goes on and on and on and on. Various takonas drabbanan. Among them, then the Tosefta quotes even more takonas drabbanan. All takonas matenti kanoilum. So one of the various takonas drabbanan is if you have a chatzi eved v'chatzi ben chayrin, he's stuck. Lisa shivchei niyachol. Lisa bas chayrin niyachol. He can't marry a shivcha because he's a chatzi ben chayrin. And Chorin is not also b'shivcha, we assume it's an Issa deraisa. Lisa bas Chorin and Yochel, because he's a chatzi ebed. So the chatzi ebed is also bas Chorin. Chatzi ben Chorin is also b'shivcha. So livotel, what he shouldn't marry, he shouldn't have a wife, have any children. So the Mishnah says that's not a reasonable position, to leave the man, he should single for the rest of his life. Hello, the whole world was only created. The Mishnah quotes the Pasuk in Yeshaya. Hello, the Mishnah says, Beishamai, there was Machlek Beishamai Bisil. So Bisil said, you leave it like that. He's stuck and he can't get married, and that's all. He's a Chatziyev of Chatz Ben Chorin. So half the time he does work for the owner, half the time he's a free man, he does work for himself, and he keeps his earnings. And then Beishamai disagreed with the Beisilo, and they said, no, Kofen is Rabba Boson Osa Ben Chorin. Pressure the Odon, you make the Odon free him, because of the Shtar Chatzidam, if he has to write to the Odon, I owe you, if he is worth on slave market, is worth $500,000, he has to, and he's a Chatzid Ben Chorin, half of himself belongs to himself, half of him belongs to the Odon, he has to write, I owe you $250,000, and ultimately he's going to have to pay it out. After he'll become a free person, he'll earn money, and every week, every month, he'll send a check to the Odon, until he pays off $250,000. And then the Mishnah says, there was a Mishnah Rishon and there was a Mishnah Achron. Mishnah Rishon means in the earlier generations there was a dispute between Bishamah and Bishilu, and then and Bishilu was in the majority. And then in the later generations, they reversed their opinion and they agreed with the Bishamah. So on that famous Mishnah with the Chatzi Eved v'Chatzi Mecharon, there's a Mishnah Rishon with the Mishnah Achron. So the Tosfos and a few Masechtos discusses this topic. So one of the Tosfos is in Bava Basra Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. So Tosfos asks the Kasha, why don't you allow him to marry either a Shivcha or a Bas Chorin based on Eser Decha Lo Sesei? He has a mitzvah of Pirei Berivya. He has a Lo Sesei of Lotzi Kedeshim Reis Yisrael, or Yakadish Mamre Yisrael. And Eved is not allowed to live with a Bas Chorin. And a Ben Chorin is not allowed to live with a Shivcha Knainis. So there's either one love or the other love. Why isn't Pirei Berivya Deichad Eloi says? So Tosfos gives several answers. So one of their famous answers is, women don't have the mitzvah sesi of Pirei Berivya. Only the men have the mitzvah. So since from her perspective there's no essay, so the essay can't be Deichad Eloi says. So what about Yavama Yavaleho? The Gemara seems to say, Alpi Pshuto, that the Yavama doesn't have the mitzvah says, and still the Gemara says Birishayna would have been mutter. They only made Xer the Rabban. Xer Birishayna ought to be a shnia, but Birishayna, the Yavam has the mitzvah Yavama Yavala, so that even permits her to violate her loisesi, even though she doesn't have an essay. So why does Tosfos say over here that since Birivya is only mutal on the men, not on the women, so there's no heter? So that in the yeshivas they give the pshat. That thing she was to give the pshat. When he's baleho, he's not becoming the mitzvah period of Rivi. The Gemara says, you only become the mitzvah if you have a son and a daughter. And even if you have a son and a daughter and they die before they marry, before they have children, so you're not becoming the mitzvah. You only become the mitzvah if you have a son and a daughter who are able to have their own children, derech hateva, and transmit Yiddishkeit to the next generation. So what is Tosfos Kash in the first place? He should say, Eser Decha Lo Sesei. He's not fulfilling the mitzvah now. Makshim Ha is not fulfilling the mitzvah now. He's only fulfilling the mitzvah if later she becomes pregnant. She'll have children, and children will survive till they're going to be able to get married. Then it'll be a fulfillment of the mitzvah. So that was what Tosfos thought, that it's still a good Kasha. There are two kinds of Eser Decha Lo Sesei. You have to have Biyidna. So one Biyidna is right now, Bayibum. Right now, it's Biyidna. The Yovam is Mekayim the Mitzvah, I'm simultaneously with the Yisr. So that's Eser Decha Lo Sesei because it's Biyidna. So that Eser Decha Lo Sesei seems to work, even though Yavama doesn't have the Mitzvah of Yavama Yavaleh. Only the Yovam has the Mitzvah. Because the Yovam's kiyuma mitzvah, right now biyidna, is mata this maise, even though from the perspective of the girl, there is no essay. She only has the lois essay. But by pira v'rivyo, it's the maisa mitzvah is now, the kiyuma mitzvah is going to be later. So since she doesn't have the mitzvah, it's only a maisa mitzvah for him, for her it's not a maisa mitzvah. So for her it's not called, for her it's that's not called essa dechalais essay. If it would have been the kiyuma mitzvah, it would have been now, then that's the din of yibum say essa dechalais essay, even for her, even though she doesn't have the mitzvah of yivama yavaleh. But by Piri V'Rivya, where right now no one's being kind of mitzvah. It's only a maisa mitzvah. The kema mitzvah may turn out to be later. Maybe yes, maybe not. Depends whether she becomes pregnant. So the Tosis comes up with this chilek. Yeah, but over here, that's the problem. Over here, we're talking about v'loy si'il yisha. V'loy is not only bir rishayna. V'loy si'il yisha is for the rest of her life. Yivama yavaleh is only bir rishayna. Bir shniya is not included in the mitzvah of yivama yavaleh. So if she's a normal Yivama, so since the Birishana was with the Hutra, not the Chuyot, Hutra, then you say, hold the Ishtarya, Ishtarya. We spoke about it already. Since Betchilas Arisha, she was Materis to the Yavam, so even the Birishniya, even for the rest of her life, she can remain with the Yavam. But if the Birishana is only Muta based on Esa, Dechala says it's only the Chuyot, so you don't say, hold the Ishtarya, you don't say, since the beginning of the Ishus, she was Materis to the husband, she remains Materis, no. Only be muta birishayna. So they made exer birishayna or to birishniya. But here you can't say the mitzvah. The Gemara asks, why should say esa dechalos says it? Why don't they say exer birishayna or to birishniya? The answer is no. The mitzvah sasei. According to the Havamina, the Gemara thought v'loy seil yisha is a mitzvah sasei. So they thought the mitzvah sasei is v'loy seil yisha. Kol yimei chaya. As long as the yuchal shalchol kol yama. As long as they're married together. As long as she wants him to be married to her. As long as she wants to be married to him. The mitzvah says it is ongoing mitzvah. So that's mamish biyidna. Every time they're together, he's in fulfillment of the mitzvah. There's a kiyuma mitzvah. Not just a maisa mitzvah, which may or may not lead up to a kiyuma mitzvah later. Right now is kiyuma mitzvah. V'lo si'il yisha, they're living together. So that's the pella. The Tosfos suggested pshat in the maskana. What was the maskana, said Gemara? The kasha was, why not say esa dechalos? What was the answer? So there was the simple reading in the Gemara sounds like they're saying that it's Efshel Lekayim Shneim over here. So that was maybe, like you said, Mechilas Kis Kabalti. Mechilas considered as if there was a Piron, so Mechila here is considered as if they fulfilled the mitzvah. That's problematic. So that's what motivated the Rishonim to give a different suggestion. So Tosfos gave one suggestion. The answer was, V'loy si'il yisha is not a mitzvah, so I say. It's not, is it listed? I don't know. Is it listed in Minyan HaMitzvahs? Can't get around. I don't remember. Maybe it is listed. But Tosfos suggests maybe that was the Gemara's Teres. So, V'loy si'il yisha is not a mitzvah, so I say. And then Tosfos says, we'll lean near a different answer. Yeah, it is a mitzvah. From his perspective, he has a mitzvah. She doesn't have a mitzvah. So that's problematic. She doesn't have a mitzvah, but that's the same by Yibum. Only he has the mitzvah she doesn't have. And that's called Biyidna, both for him and for her. Tosfos says in Bava Basra, Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, that for the vis-a-vis the mitzvah of Piri V'Rivya, it's not called Esed Dechel Esesi for the woman, because the woman doesn't have the mitzvah of Piri V'Rivya. Yeah, that's because right now there's only a Maisa mitzvah, it's not a Kima mitzvah now. So that Tosfos says, that Chiddush, that they're assuming their Kasha, why not say Esed Dechel Esesi, that Chiddush, that's called Esed Dechel Esesi, that would only apply if you personally have this mitzvah, but for the isha she doesn't have the mitzvah, so you wouldn't say this the maisa mitzvah is muta even for her. So that's a problematic answer. And then the Ramban gave a whole different interpretation. Well,
even if you say that the losi el isha is the mitzvah is every time that
ongoing, yeah,
that it's ongoing. So then. And you say the same svara that v'lo si'il yisha, the mitzvah asei of v'lo si'il yisha doesn't end right now. That's what it means right now. Meaning he's not done with the mitzvah the first time he marries her.
Right.
He might get it. It's ongoing. So then you could, can't you say the same svara as with Puruhu then? Since it's ongoing, you can't say that his asei of v'lo si'il yisha is enough for her. It's not her asei anymore.
But wouldn't we say that every time they're together, he's ongoing mitzvah, he's in fulfillment of the mitzvah every time. So it should be asei dechal asei. Keseda, ongoing. By Piri V'Rivya, he's not been kind of the mitzvah when they're together, Alpi Pashtas. Not been kind of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is only fulfilled if you have a son and a daughter, and they seem to be healthy enough to marry and have their own children. So there, Tosfos came up with such a chiddush. You would apply Yesod Dechel. It says Piru Rivya should be Dechel and Iser Evidly Evid Oshivcha, but it can't be Dechel for the Isha because she doesn't have the mitzvah Piru Rivya. But over here, this is Mamish the Kima mitzvah now, so it should be the same as Yibum that the Gemara said you would apply Yesod Dechel Oisesi even for the Isha, even though the Isha doesn't have the mitzvah of Yivama Yavala. Unless you come up with the chiddush that the Taisa holds that Yavama Yaleh even applies to the woman. The simple reading of the Gemara seems to indicate otherwise, that the Velosil issues that the Yavama Yavaleh is only a mitzvah on the Yavam, not on the Yavama. Yeah? Why is a mamza mekayim piraviriv if he marries a kshera?
Yeah.
Maybe he's not. Maybe he's only mekayim piraviriv if he marries a mamzeres. Maybe it is a mitzvah of avera. How do you know to ask akasha? Does it say somewhere? So Yerushalmi and Yevam is on the Mishlei Beim, Isha Yesh Lameh Mikol Mekom Pata Sishtam and Achalita. Yerushalmi says, B'nohu L'chol Dover, so Yerushalmi says, Yotze Piriv Rivya. So it says that even if the Mamza married the Israelis, maybe only if the Mamza married the Mamzeres. I didn't know that there's a question. Yeah. Then the Gemara comments, on Lamites on the base, what does it mean? By Mefate, he only pays the knas of Mefate if he doesn't marry her. If he does marry her, he doesn't pay the knas. That's how the Mishnah drew the three distinctions between Oinus and Mefate. The Mishnah says the Mefata only pays Likishayotzi. The Gemara says, what do you mean Likishayotzi? He didn't marry her yet. So that's what it means, Likishalo Yichnos. If the Mefata doesn't marry her, then he has to pay. If he marries her, he doesn't pay. But what if she doesn't want to marry him? So they can't marry her, so then he pays. So the Pasuk says, in Moin Yemoin, Kefal Oshin, and the Tanaim have a Machlekes, what do you do with Lushonis Kfulim? You just say, Dibra Terek Lushon Meriotim, just like people chatter. And people repeat themselves. They say the same thing many times, and it didn't have any deep kavanas when they repeated it the second time. So to HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictated the Chumash to Moshe Rabbeinu in such a casual style of dictation, and you can have the Shanis Kfulim that don't necessarily mean anything. So that was a big machlokes at that time. So we assumed, like the machlokes of Kivi Rabbi Shmo, we assumed like Rabbi Kivi, Lo Dibur Torah Kli B'Shan B'Ni Adam. When you have a pasuk repeats itself, you assume every word in the pasuk must have a good reason. Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictated the Chumash to Moshe Rabbeinu in such a fashion. So whenever you have the Shonis Kfulim, the Gemara always darshins. And so on. Here also it says, why does it say twice, Moin Yimoin? So that's where the Gemara has a brisa on Lamites on the base, and it appears in Kiddushin as well. And the Elo Avihu, Moin Yimoin Avihu L'Sitolo. I didn't know he Atzma Minai. I know she can also refuse to marry him, and then she doesn't have to. Tamalami Yemoin Mikomakom. So Tosfos says, what do you mean? A new din? The girl has a say in whom she marries. It doesn't make sense that the father should marry his daughter, he should tie up his daughter, tie her hands and her feet, and he should marry her off to a man that she's not going to be happily married to him. It doesn't make any sense. But the halacha says the father has a right to marry the daughter. Has a right to marry her off. Even to marry her off to a mukeshchin, he'd be a miserable father if he does that. He's going to marry the daughter off to a guy who's physically sick, marry the daughter off to a guy who's a crackpot, a mishugan or something. It's not fair to the girl, but strictly speaking, the father has a right to marry her off to whomever he chooses. What do you mean? Over here it's different. By the mefata, the father does not have the right to marry her off, because she has a say in it. So that's the test. How can it be? How can it be? And then the Gemara says, this drasha, money, money, either she or the father has a right to prevent the marriage. So the Gemara carries it over to Ines as well. Ines is going to pay anyway. Ines pays even if she doesn't want to marry him. But it means by Ines, if she doesn't want to marry him, so she doesn't have to. So the Brisa says, we learn that by Ines, either she or the father can prevent the marriage. They said, why can she prevent the marriage? The father has a right to marry her off to whomever he wants. But by Ines and Mefata, the din is different. What's going on? So that's what the Tosfos says, En yelo aviha, he atzma minayin. Tosfos has a chiddush. What it means is like this. The daughter has no say. If the girl is a ketana or a naira, the daughter has no say, strictly speaking, on whom she's going to marry. The father should use his seichel. He should marry her off, and she's going to be miserable in her marriage. But strictly speaking, the father can marry her off even against her wishes. But the pasuk says, if the girl refuses to marry him, she can't prevent the marriage, but then she is entitled to the knas. They're entitled to collect the knas. The mefata only pays knas, likishelo yichnois, only if he doesn't marry her. So here the father is going to marry her off. The father wants her to marry this mefata, and she doesn't want to marry him. So lemaisa, she is going to marry him. Father's going to force the issue, she is going to marry him. But since she didn't marry him out of her own free will, it was bal korcho. So the pasuk says in such a case, the mefata has to pay the knas. Fata only pays the knas l'kishelo yichnos midashneim. If he marries the girl, where the girl approves the marriage and the father approves the marriage, then he doesn't have to pay the mefata. But if the girl does not agree to marry him, and the father ties up her hands and her feet and he marries her up pal korcho, so then the father is entitled to collect the knas. A funny din. The father wants to marry her up, but she doesn't want. So because she doesn't want, she has no say in the marriage. Father marries her up al korcho, but because she doesn't want, the father is now entitled to collect the mefata money, the knas. Then Tosfos has another case. Let's say he was mefata the girl when she was a ketana or a naira, and then she becomes a lady, she becomes a bogeris, and she wants to marry the guy. She wants to marry the guy. And the father says, I don't want you to marry the guy. So even though the father has no say, she already became a bogeris. By the time she's interested in getting married, it took a while. He was mefata her bikatnusa or binairusa when she was a naira. And then she becomes bogra before they have the whole court case. Once she's a bogeris, it's up to her to decide whether she wants to marry him or not. So if the father has no say about marriage. But in Moin Yimoyin Avir, Lisitol, if the father expresses his displeasure, he does want the girl to marry this boy, so the Alpidin, there is a din of Knas. Who gets the Knas? The father does not happy about the marriage, the girl gets the Knas. Once she becomes, Lisbik Alam of Din Achibagra, so the Knas Aliyatzma. So she gets the Knas. So it's such a funny, that's what Tosfos interprets over here. Such a funny din. If she disapproves of the marriage, the father can marry her off bal korcho, but because she disapproves, so the father is entitled to collect the knas. And if the girl was bogra before kodem hamoed bedin, so it's going to be knas liatzma. But now she's bogra already, so it's up to her to decide whom she wants to marry. She wants to marry this man. She wants to marry the man who is mefata her. So then the din is, if the father disapproves of the marriage, which is lamala v'lamara, she's going to marry him anyway, so then now she's entitled to collect the knas. If the father would have approved, she wouldn't get the knas, but because the father disapproves, and it's irrelevant, father disapproval is irrelevant, because the girl is a bagera, she has the right to marry whomever she wants. But that's what it means. Behi bein aviyah, chodem la'akev means they can't prevent the marriage from taking effect. If she's a ketana naira, only the father's opinion carries weight. And if she's a bogeris, only her opinion carries weight. But nonetheless, bein hei bein avia, if they'll disapprove of the marriage, so then the mefata has to pay the knas, chamishim shekel kes, even though he's marrying the girl anyway. He's married the girl. It says he marries her likisha yotzi, and the Gemara says it's not true. Likisha yotzi means likisha lo yichnois, and here he is marrying her. So Tosfos says, no, l'kishelo yichnos midashneim. You have to add on two words. The mefata pays the knas money l'kishelo yichnos if he doesn't marry her with the approval of both the girl and the father. So if one of them disapproves of the marriage, even though the mice of the marriage is gone, they're going forth with the marriage. You do pay einus and lefata money. It's a chiddush. That's a tesis, and that's the first pshat in tesis. Then tesis has another pshat. Now they back out from that. Second version, od nira, the last 10 lines of tesis. Od nira is a different version, but the first one, that's the famous chiddush of tesis. Yeah.
Why do you say that the father doesn't have to marry her? Doesn't the apostle tell him he does? Like, my heart, I don't know.
Why do we say what?
That when the father doesn't have the choice not to marry her.
Yeah.
Doesn't the apostle sound like he does have to marry her? My heart,
I don't know. That's how the Mishnah understood. He's not mechuyev to. If he no, pasuk means in the event that he marries her, then he doesn't pay the knas. If she or the father don't approve of the marriage, then he has to pay the knas. But that means if he marries her, he doesn't pay the knas. That's how the Tanoim understood. Then Tosis, the bottom Tosis on Lamed Tes on the base, also a famous topic. No, the second teretz is that it's not so. That the only time, if he doesn't marry her, then he pays the knas. But if he does marry her, even though someone is protesting it, well, the one who's protesting is not entitled to an opinion over here. She's already bagra, and the father's protesting. Or she's a ktana and naira, and the girl is protesting. So we ignore that. And he's going to marry her anyway, because the one whose das is needed approves. So it only goes in a case where it only goes in a case where the one who's protesting, the one who's mamayin, is going to be listened to. And the bottom line, he's not going to marry the girl. But the one who's protesting is not entitled to an opinion. Either after Bogra, the father's not entitled, or when she's a Tana and Ira, then she's not entitled to an opinion. So then, just because someone protests, their protest is irrelevant, so then he's going to marry her anyway. Because the one who's das counts agreed to the marriage, so then he's marrying her, so then he doesn't pay the knas. Then the bottom tesis has an interesting discussion. What's the din that when a man divorces his wife, he has to pay ksuba when the husband dies, so the almana collects the ksuba? Is the institution of ksuba din deraisa din derabbanan? It's alluded to in the pasuk, kesi yishkol kimor habesulos. So the pasuk is implying that b'zman matan Torah there was such a practice by all the nations in the Middle East that they used to give ksuba, and it was collectible like kishet tisalman or tisgarish. So the pasuk is assuming that such an institution existed. Doesn't mean the pasuk is approving of it and requiring it and saying that ksuba is a din deraisa. Or maybe I should say no, that was the practice b'zman matan Torah, that they used to give chamishim shekel kesef for ksuba. So it says anyone who's manas and mafata girl has to pay this amount that corresponds to the minig b'zman pantar. But the Chumash is not endorsing it. The Chumash is not requiring it, that the ksuba is deraisa. So that's a famous machlekes, keeps on popping up every 15th lot in the Masechta, the ksuba deraisa, ksuba lav deraisa, machlekes hatanoim, and the shayla namarayim and the rishonim had a paskan. So how do we paskan aloha lamaisa? So the Tosfos in the first parak quotes the Rabbein Tam holds that ksuba is deraisa. And the Ruba of the Rishonim hold not so. Rova Rishonim hold that Ksuba lav deraisa. We pass on the Shulchan Aruch that Ksuba is lav deraisa, even if the husband gave her a Ksuba. Let her out of the clear blue sky. I write on the piece of paper, I hereby obligate myself to give you $100,000, and I give you the piece of paper. So that's a Gemara later, Dav Kuv Beis. Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. We pass on like Rabbi Yochanan against Rish Lakish. If I write on the piece of paper, Chayv Aniliach Mane Bishtar, I write on a star, I hereby obligate myself to give you $100 million, so that deal is clinched. I'm going to give you either economy or either you give me a suitor, in exchange for which I say, by my accepting of the suitor, I pledge, I obligate myself to give you $100,000. Or if I write a star, I hereby obligate myself to give you $1,000, that creates a schaivus, yesh meyayin. So let's say you're going to hold roberish and paskin ksuba lav deraisa. I would understand ksuba lav deraisa if the husband didn't give his wife a ksuba. But under the chuppah, before in the chosen stish, in the reception, So the rabbi makes a kinyan with the chassan, and they write a ksuba that should work minat Torah. The ksuba should be minat Torah. L'chora, one should say the whole machlek is about the ksuba deraisa, ksuba lav deraisa, if like kasav la ksuba, but if kasav la ksuba, then it should work minat Torah. That's his chayva. So the poskim and Ebenezer say not so. Even when you wrote a ksuba, you're just writing the Kabbalah's kinyan, and the writing is only to indicate that the chi of the rabbanon is in place. It's just the ksuba is only intended to serve as the shtaraya to indicate that the takan of the rabbanon is in. For the tasefis and for the nedunya, that's a shtar kinyan. That's out of the goodness of his heart. He obligated himself to give his minatar is only mechayiv to give the ikka ksuba. Ikka ksuba is only 50 shkolim. That's a peanut. Very little. That's 10 times pidyon haben. Pidyon haben is 5 shkolim, and the ksuba is 50 shkolim. So how much is ready the pidyon haben? $100. How much pidyon haben you have to give the value of 96 grams of pure silver? So now it happens to be high silver. It's high, something like $100. That's all. So for ksuba, you have to give 10 times pidyon haben. You give 50 shkolim instead of 5 shkolim. So 10 times 100 is $1,000. The whole idea of the ksuba should be able to live for a year. You should not be able to live on $1,000. She can't live on $100, and she can't live on $1,000. It's nothing. So that's the ikka ksuba. So the ikka ksuba is either a shibu deraisa, if you hold ksuba deraisa, or it's a takana derabbanan. So rov haposkim hold against that tosfos. The bottom tosfos here is assuming like the Rabbeinu Tam. That's how the tosfos HaRosh says. According to Rabbeinu Tam, who said on daf yud that we paskin ksuba deraisa, so he proceeds to have the whole discussion. Our tosfos doesn't. They left that out according to Rabbeinu Tam. That's the assumption. Rav Rishonim hold that we pass in ksuba lav deraisa. So benegeya to the Tosefes ksuba in the Nedunya, that he's only mechayiv if he added it on his own, out of his own free will. So that's minat Torah. But the ikka ksuba, even though he gave her a shtar that says, I obligate myself to give you the ikka ksuba, so the Achranim say it doesn't become ksuba deraisa because he gives her a shtar, because they made a Kabbalah's kenya. He's just writing a shtar raya that the din derabbanon is in effect. Even though if I make you a shtar out of the clear blue sky, say, hey, by God, I'm going to get myself to give you $1,000, and I give you a shtar, I'm going to pay you $1,000. But if I write to my wife, I've accepted upon myself the obligations of ksuba, then I divorce her, it doesn't become ksuba deraisa. It's still ksuba lav deraisa. I just wrote in the shtar that should serve as a shtaraya that the din derabbanan is in place. But it's still ksuba lav deraisa. The Tosefis, and then a dunya, that'll be minat Torah. That's chayvan in lachmana b'shtar. If he doesn't accept it upon himself, he's not mechuyev. So he's accepting either with the suitor or the shtar creates his chayv is minat Torah. But on the ikka ksuba, it's only the rabbanon. So here, the Gemara has a machlokes hatanoim. When the man was ma'anis the girl, and then later on they get divorced. How did that happen? Shteitach ha'pasik v'loi se'il isha. How could that be that the man was ma'anis and he married her? And then 20 years later, he divorces her. So the Gemara says, it can't be. The Gemara says, he's not allowed to. 3 lines from the bottom. What do you mean when he divorces her? There's a machlek is what he has to pick. So he's not allowed to divorce her. The Gemara says, no. She's pleading. She goes to the bez and she wants a divorce. Not when he divorces her. It means, if she instigates it, she goes to the bez and she says she wants a get, so he divorces her. So it's a machleg zatanaim, whether he has to pay her the ksuba. So the Gemara says, what's the issue? The whole chiv ksuba is only takona de rabbanon, shulei te kalabienev lohitziya. Here, there's a lav, there's a loisesi. Lo yichol l'shalcha kol yamav. It's never going to be kalabienev lohitziya. So that's why the chachamim hold that in the case by the anusa, where there's a din of lo yichol l'shalcha kol yamav, so they never made a takana de rabbanon of ksuba. So I said, what do you mean a takana de rabbanon? Don't we paskin ksuba de raisa? That's what it says in our ksubas. And all this thing ksuba says, the husband obligated himself to give the wife the masayim zuz, is chamishim shkolim, there are 4 zuzim in a shekel, the masayim zuz, the chazi lechem de raisa, which you are entitled to minat Torah. So what does the Gemara say? My time at kina rabbanon ksuba kadesh leita kalabim. Over here, 3 lines in the bottom. And this man, here he can't divorce her because you have the pasuk hanging over his head. So it's not anyway. That's what the Chachamim hold. So that's what they says. What do you mean? But ksuba is deraisa. What do you mean? My time is rabban ksuba. If ksuba is deraisa, so Tais says you don't discuss what's the reason. The whole reason for ksuba is loy tekala be'enav loy tzeis. So whenever the reason doesn't apply, then the whole din doesn't apply. No, Tais says by a takana the rabbanon that would make sense. If the din would have been that ksuba is only the rabbanon, they should loy tekala be'enav loy tzeis. In this case, by anusa, where there's a din loy tzeis leisha loyuchal l'shachal kol yamav. So you don't have to worry about like the kalaban of Lotzia. So then you say there's no takana de rabban. But if you hold like the rabban and tam, like the nusach the Ashkenazim use, that it says in the ksuba, chazi lichi mideraisa, so the chiv ksuba is menat Torah. So what does the Gemara say? Since the reason for the takana doesn't apply, takana doesn't apply, it's not a takana, no reason, it's a din deraisa. Forget about the reasons. Forget about the reason. That's what Tosis is bothered with over here. If ksuba is deraisa, yeah. We paskin that ksuba love deraisa. We don't accept what Tosfos says. We follow Rav HaPaskim, and nonetheless, the Ashkenazim write into the Nusach HaKsuba, the Masayim Zuz, the Chazi Lichem Medaraisa. So that's what we mentioned several times. The Rosh explains why write the Chazi Lichem Medaraisa. So he explains based on the Gemara that there were two monetary systems running concurrently. There was Kesef Tzuri and Kesef Medina. So both monetary systems had the same coins. They had pennies, nickels, dimes, quarters, half dollars, and dollars, silver dollars. Except that every penny, nickel, dime, quarter of the Kesef Tzuri system was worth eight times the value of the coinciding coin in the system of Kesef Medina. So whenever the halacha says you have to pay so much money, like a Canadian dollars and American dollars. Sometimes the Canadian dollars are worth more, sometimes American dollars are worth more. So sometimes there are halachas that you have to pay so many shkolim, it means kesef tzuri shkolim, which is eight times as much as kesef medina. Sometimes the halacha says you got to pay so much money, it's in kesef medina, which is one-eighth the amount of the kesef tzuri. So when do you have to pay these and when those? So the Gemara says, kol kesef oma batayra, if it's shloshim shalevet, or mechtzis ha-shekel for karbonat tzibur purposes, or chamishim shekel kesef for einis ha-mefata, mea shekel kesef for the Moitzi Shemra, or the five shkolim for the pinyan aben purpose, whenever there's a din deraisa, kesef kotzuv, oma batayra, so that's kesef tzuri, that's the more expensive money. V'chol kesef shel devarim, whenever it's a mishnah, right, it's a penalty in the rabbanon, that the guy is to pay some in his shkolim, that he pays in kesef medina. So we know there are two different monetary systems, and one is eight times the value of the other, the pennies and nickels and diamonds and quarters are eight times as much, so the dollars are eight times as much also. So that's what the Gemara, that's what the Rosh explains. Ashkenazim write in the Ksuba, the Chazi Lichem Ederaisa, doesn't mean that she's entitled to the Ksuba Minatara. No, Ksuba is only the Rabbanan, but you have to pay Ksuba's Besula, is the Raisa, is the Rabbanan, but you have to pay in Kesef Tzuri. Why? Because that was a practice Bizman Matan Torah. Kesef Yishkol Kemor Hapsulas. The Takana the Rabbanan was, we should institute a ksuba as the minig used to be. It used to be a minig, that's not binding. Some of the rabbanon made it a takana that it should be binding. So what was the minig? Chamishim shekel kesef kesef tzuri. So then when the chachamim made a takana that you're obligated to pay ksuba when it's armelan is garsha, so they made it that amount that it says in chumash. So that's a kesef homa batura. The chiyuv is not homa batura. The chiyuv ksuba is only the rabbanon. But the chumash does talk about the coin, the amount of money that was given for the purpose of ksuba. So that's treated as kesef, called kesef amabatur. There are more quotes in Slalocha, that the amount that you pay for ksuba's besula is not double the amount that you pay for ksuba's almana. It's 16 times the amount, because each coin in kesef tzuri money is eight times its parallel coin in the kesef medina money. And you're supposed to give 200 shekel for kesef. He's supposed to give masayim shekel. He's supposed to give, not masayim shekel, he's supposed to give 50 shkolim, masayim zuz, for the ksubas besula. And mana, 100 zuz for the ksubas al mana. But the 100 zuz that you have to give is kesef medina money. So it's 1/8 the amount of the kesef tzuri. So it's going to be 1/8 times 1/2, because it's half the amount. It's only 100 zuz. The 50 shkolim is, instead of being by a besula, it's 50 shkolim and 200 zuz, 4 zuzim in every shekel. But by an almana, by a grusha, By Ba'ula, it's half the amount. So half the number and 1/8 the value. So it's going to be 1 is 16 times the value of the other. That's their Amok, quotes that Rosh. Halacha l'maisin. So Tosis here is bothered with the Kasha. That the Gemara says that the whole reason why the Chachamim instituted Ksuba was Kadesh Leita Kala B'en of Loitzia. Tosis says that if that's the reason why, so there should only be a Ksuba for a Grusha. There should never be any Ksuba for an Almana. He didn't divorce her. They had a happy marriage to the end, and he died at the age of 120, and she was a year younger. She's 119, so she has another year to go. She collects the Ksuba. So what's Kadesh Leite Kala B'en of Loitzia? Kadesh Leite Kala B'en of Loitzia is an explanation why they should institute a takana that if the husband divorces his wife, she should be entitled to collect the ksuba. That's the ksuba, collecting the ksuba should serve as deterrent. The husband should be a wise guy. He shouldn't be a wise guy and get rid of his wife and marry a young secretary in the office. Shalite kala b'en of loitzia. But if Nisar Malaf, the husband died, so why did they make a takana de rabbanon that they shalite kala b'en of loitzia? He didn't divorce her. They had a happy marriage and he died from old age. So that's what Tosfos explains. No, there were two considerations. On the level of the Raisa, the Ksuba, the Raisa has nothing to do with any considerations. Tosfos said, that's a din, the Raisa. You don't darshan time of the crow. You don't try to ascertain what's the reason for the din, the Raisa. Whenever the reason doesn't apply, the din doesn't apply. Ksuba, the Raisa, Ksuba, the Raisa. You don't have to give any explanation. It's Lamala Vamar. And that's what Tosfos holds, the Ksuba, the Raisa. Again, we don't pass like that. We pass on love, the Raisa. Like Rov HaRishonim. But Tosh says, whenever Ksuba is Lav Deraisa, when is it Lav Deraisa? If the girl is not a Psula, the girl is getting married for the second time. So then Ksuba is Lav Deraisa. So what's the reason why they instituted it? So if there's only one reason, to serve as a deterrent that the husband shouldn't be flippant and just dump his wife, to divorce her, that's only an explanation why a Grusha should collect the Ksuba. How do you explain why an almana collects it? It has nothing to do with shloitei kala b'en of loitzia. So you have to say that has mishum chino. You want to encourage girls to get married. Some of the girls may be afraid to get married. The husband's going to die, and kozman that I'm married to the husband, he takes all the ma'isi or die. So I have to put all my money in his bank account. Then my husband's going to die. The wife doesn't yarshan the husband. The children are the yarshan the husband. Let's say he has children from another wife. Not even going to be her children. So she'll be left a penniless widow. So they made a takana mishum chino that if nisar malo, if she becomes an almana, she's entitled to collect. So what does the Gemara say? That the sole reason why they instituted ksuba derabanan is kedosh leite kalbein latzia. That's only half of the story. Shleite kalbein latzia explains why they made a takana by a grusha. If the husband divorces his wife, he wants the ksuba, the amount of ksuba to be hanging over his head. You shouldn't be flippant in divorcing her. But there must be also, by an almana she collects it, there must be another reason why the institute of ksuba is mishum chino. So what does the Gemara say? Whenever the concern of shleite kala b'en v'latzia doesn't apply, so the whole institution, the whole takana of the rabbanon of ksuba doesn't apply. Why shouldn't it apply? So that's what Tosfos explains. You're right, there are two different reasons, and you need the combination of both factors. But they say, if not for the major concern... was Kadesh Leite Kalabian of Loitzia. That we're really worried about. Once they made a takana Kadesh Leite Kalabian of Loitzia, then it went also Mishum Chino. But really, there isn't that much to be concerned about. What is Chino? We're afraid the girls won't want to get married if they know any money they earn during the marriage goes into the husband's bank account, and then the husband may die and they'll be left penniless. So that's a far fetched chashash. The Gemara says, Yerisim Masharish Rotzalisa, or Yisha Rotzalinose. As much as a boy is eager to marry a girl, he has a desire to marry a girl, girls have a bigger desire to marry the boys. So we don't really, it's a milsa de la shchicha. Milsa de la shchicha, they don't make takonas de rabbanon. So just because of the concern, chinah, a girl may withhold, a girl may not want to get married because she's afraid, what am I going to do? My husband's going to die. I'll be in almana and I'll be penniless. So it's a far-fetched chashash. The girls are going to marry the boys anyway. There are emotions involved. So of course, the other girls want to get married. That's normal. So if not for the concern, Kadesh Leite Kalabayin of Loitzia, they would never have made a takana of ksuba. Once they made the takana, so they threw in that consideration as well. When you have a milsa de l'shchicha, that's not enough cause to make a takana de rabbanon. Once you have a milsa de l'shchicha, you make a takana, then you can extend it and broaden it out and include more cases based on other concerns that are less real. Tosfos writes like that when he gets to Stam Yenam. What motivated the Tanoim, whoever made the Takana that you're not allowed to drink Stam Yenam, processed by non-Jew? What motivated them to make a Takana? So there's a steer between the various Gemaras. And one Gemara says, because of Chashash of Nisuch, maybe the Nochri, who's an Abed Abed Azorah, was Menasech the wine of Abed Azorah. Then the other Gemara says the reason why they made the Takana was Mishum B'nei Seim. We're afraid if I'm going to, you'll permit people to drink Goyish wine, next thing you know, he'll marry the Goyish girl in order to have a lifetime supply of this delicious wine. The father-in-law will give him this wine all the time. So which is the real reason? So Tay says the real reason was Mishum B'nei Seim. Mishum Chashash Nisuch. If he's dedicating the wine to the Avodah Zarah, he's going to give it to a human being to drink. If he holds by his Avodah Zarah and he pours wine for the Avodah Zarah, he's not going to let a bus of a dom eat it, drink the wine. But there's a far-fetched possibility, a far-fetched chance that maybe he will. But that's a milsud l'shchicha. They would never make a gzera prohibiting Stam Yenim only because of Chashash Nisuch. So the real concern that they had was Mishum B'nei Seim. If you'll permit Jewish people to drink Stam Yenim, the next thing you know is that it'll lead to intermarriage because they'll want to have a lifetime supply of the delicious wine that the girl's father processes. And once they made the Takana Mishum B'nei Seim, then they had the right to throw in also Mishum B'nei Seim is a reason why if the wine was manufactured by the non-Jew, you're not allowed to drink it. I may want to marry his daughter. What if he's just a waiter? He's a waiter at a wedding. He's just pouring the wine. So I'm going to marry his daughter because he pours the wine, but he can't afford it. He's a poor man. He can't afford this wine. He's not going to give me a lifetime supply. Where is he going to get a lifetime supply? He didn't manufacture the wine. So once they made Gzeira Mishum B'nei Seim, that's a milsa l'shchicha, so they threw in also a clause. If a non-Jew handles Jewish wine, it's also forbidden because of the Chashash Nisuch. To make the Takana because of the Chashash Nisuch to stand on its own 2 feet, that's a milsa l'shchicha l'gaz b'rabah. But once they made the Takana because of the Chashash of B'nei Seim, then to broaden out the Takana, to extend it, so even a milsa l'shchicha a little bit, you have a right to expand on the Takana. So that's what Tosfos says here. You're right that there's another consideration, that the two reasons why they instituted Ksuba, one is Kshalayte Kalabayan of Lotzia, the Toivas, the wife, to protect the wife. It should serve as the deterrent. Husband shouldn't be a wise guy and just give his wife a get without thinking twice. And the other consideration is Mishum Chinah. We want to encourage women that should get married. But the Chinah is really insignificant cause. For that alone, they wouldn't have made the Takana. So the real reason what motivated the Chachamim to make the Takana Saksuba, Gemara tells you in Shabbos in the first pair, who made the Takana Saksuba? Gemara says, Shimim and Shetach, I think. Gemara says he lived up to 100 years before the Churban Abayis. He lived as Man Abayis. He was a brother-in-law of Yanai HaMelech. His sister was married to King Yanai. Sister Shlom Tzion HaMalka. So Gemara says, he made the Takana of Ksuba. On the assumption that Ksuba loved their Isa. He made the Takana. So the Ika Takana was Mishum Kadesh Leita Kalabayan of Loitzia. Then they threw in also the consideration of China. Okay. So that's why the Gemara said, that's the Machloikis Satanaim by Anusa. Is she entitled to collect Ksuba? So the Roiva Chachamim say she's not entitled to. The whole Takana Ksuba has to start with the Chashash to Leite Kalabayan of Loitzia. And Anusa is covered. He's in prison. He can't. The Loitzia Leisha. So we don't need the whole takon at all. What about the other consideration? Chinah? Nah, you don't have to worry about Chinah. You don't have to worry about Chinah over here. She wants to marry him. Chinah, you have to encourage the girl to get married. There's no concern of Chinah here. So the Tosfos says, whenever the Iker reason for the takon doesn't apply, then you don't apply the other reason for the Ksuba either.
At the end of the day, though, I thought Tosfos said that really Ksuba is Daraisa by a case where he marries a Ksuba.
Yeah, yeah. That's all that is Daraisa, yeah.
So why wouldn't this be Daraisa? Why did he marry her?
Right. So Tosfos said because she's a Ba'ula already. He was Ma'anasa. But then they asked Akasha, they had a Machlekes with Rashi. What if someone is Ma'anasa, Mefata girl, and he had to be a Shaloike Darko for the Neka Besare? So the girl is still a Psula. Girl could marry a Kohen. And if someone else would be Anasa, Mefata her, the second one will also pay. This is against Rashi, because Rashi wrote Tosfos before, quoted that. Rashi in Sanhedrin, by the Sugya of Reidev, Rashi understood that you only pay Oynis HaMefata money if you did Hasharas Psulim. If it's shaloi kedarki, you don't pay, and if it's only tchilas bia, you don't pay. You have to have dafke gmar bia. So Tosfos says, well, we already know that Rashi is wrong. That's not true. Even if it's shaloi kedarka, you still have to pay oynes amefata money. So then they're bothered with the kasha. Every single case of oynes amefata, the girl's going to be a ba'ula. No, if the guy was ma'anis amefata, or his ba'ula was shaloi kedarka, she'll still be a psula, then it should be ksubasa masayim. So then they're stuck with a kasha. That's what they asked the kasha. They didn't have a teretz to say, what does the Gemara say? The ksub is only the Rabbanim because of this reason. So the reason, shaloi take alabayim, well, it doesn't apply here. The reasons, that's only if you say ksub is lav deraisa. Ksub is deraisa, no reasons are given. It's a chok b'litam, no reasons. So that's where Tosfos really had a difficulty. How is the Gemara's explanation going to apply in a case where he was ma'anis and mafata her, and she still is a psula? He was ma'anis and mafata her, shaloi kedarka. So they didn't answer that kasha. That kasha they asked, they didn't give an answer.
Which tanaim holds ksub deraisa?
Which what?
Tanaim holds ksub deraisa, do we know?
Rav Meir holds, the Gemara has which tanoim? Rebbe, forgot already. The Gemara is every so often, every 15, 20 blot, the Gemara is going to bring up the issue again and again and again and again, whether ksuba deraisa lav deraisa. So every couple of blot, they're going to say this tana holds this way, that tana holds that way. So Rabbi Rishani paskin ksuba lav deraisa, even if kosuba la ksuba, even if he gave her a document, he didn't mean, but the document is a shtakinyan to be koinem and atar the Tosefes ksuba and the nedunya, nichsik tzom barzel, to assess how much the value of all of the property is that she's bringing into the marriage. She's bringing in jewelry, clothing, mona de lavusha, she's bringing in furniture, whatever her parents bought her, she's bringing in all these things. So that's nichsei tzom barzel, that's nedunya. So the hischaivus that the chosen obligates himself to, in the event that he divorces, he'll pay her back the value of all the nedunya that she brought in, and will pay her the amount of tosef his ksuba, that works mana Torah. That's a hischaibus that works mana Torah. Either the suitor works mana Torah, or the shtar works mana Torah. Chayv al niyach manim b'shtar. But the fact that he made a suitor and a shtar on the ike ksuba, that's still only the rabban. That's what the achrenim say. Still, because you have kulik ksuba shanukan. You have shulchan aruch, all the kulis of hilchas ksuba. And the kulik ksuba is because ksuba is lav deraisa. If ksuba would have been deraisa, you wouldn't have all these kulis. So we assume it's all ksuba is lav deraisa, even though kosuva lo ksuba, even though he gave her a document of a ksuba.
And we said Tosfos does agree with Rashi that only the ashras ksuba makes her.
No, they had disagreed. They're disagreeing here and previously. They disagreed with their Rashi. That was a Rashi in Sanhedrin, and Tosfos says that he's wrong. It's against often the Gemara. Tosfos says even shaloi kedarka and even tchilas bia haroa with his ashras ksuba, we still have to pay.
There's no case of.
She'll still be a psula, yeah. If he was bought out, she'll like Yidarka. So for all intents and purposes, she's still a psula. Yeah, Tosfos quotes a braisa from Sanhedrin. If 10 people are ma'anis the same girl, all 10 pay honest money. How can all 10? The first one made her into ba'ula, so the next line are ba'ula. Gemara says no. All 10 were bought out, she'll like Yidarka. So each one is bala b'sula, because the din of honest mefat only applies if the girl is a psula. She's a bula, doesn't apply. So Tosfos says, if someone was ba'al eus shaloi kedarka, it's a ma'isabiyah, but it's not called a bula, she's considered a psula. So that's where they got stuck. In that case, how can it be a machlekes hatanoim? Whether she, when the ma'anis divorces her, does he have to pay ksuba? The whole reason why they instituted ksuba midirabana shaloi te kalabein v'lotziya, you don't need that. You don't need a takan over here because loisi leisha. That's going to force him. He can't divorce. He's going to have to. He'll be in violation of the din. So maybe over here you don't need the ksuba. So the other Tana disagrees. He says no. He can aggravate his wife so much till she'll plead, till she'll come crawling to the bezdin and pleading that she wants a get. So we should say he should have to pay the ksuba. Shalei te kalabayim leisha. You shouldn't be a wise guy. Not that he shouldn't just, in a fit of rage, he's going to give her a get. He'll be in violation of the din of loisi leisha luichol shachol kol yomav. But he may aggravate her so much. That's how the Gemara says. Hanami mitzarla adomrohi loibinoloch. He can aggravate her so much till she'll come to the bezin and plead that she wants a get. So we don't want him to do that. So we say that's why this Tana, Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda says that even by Oynes, there is a ksuba. You do have to pay the ksuba. A lot of chidushim on the daf. Yeah, the Tosis on the Mishnah on Lametesim and Aleph, the bottom Tosis, Tzar Demai. Tosis points out an interesting machlekes hatanoim. What's the din? I burnt down your house. Let's say I burnt down your farm. You have trees that are growing. I burnt down your farm. If you would sell it now, you would get so much. But in the normal course of events, the guy's not going to sell it because it's in the middle of the growth. Let's say he has an estrog orchard. So he's not going to sell it right now. He's going to wait till it comes sukkahs. Then he's going to pluck off all the estrog, and then he's going to sell them and make a fortune of money. Not holding by selling it now. But if he waits till sukkahs another year, he's going to wait till next sukkahs. So then there's going to be chash gufna. We know that in the course of the year, the trees grow on top of each other in such a way that a lot of the pears get ruined. So do you say, right now, I burnt down your whole orchard, and if you were to sell all the pears today, you'd get $100,000. So I have to pay $100,000. So they say, no, but you wouldn't be interested. No one in his right mind would be interested in selling the orchard now. You would wait to leave it alone for another year. At the end of the year, it's only going to be worth $95,000. $5,000 worth of esregim are going to be ruined by themselves. Going to be ruined by themselves in the course of the year. So that's a machlekes hatanaim. That's called chash gufna. The part of the vines that are growing are going to get ruined by themselves. So our Gemara assumes that the Oynes doesn't have to pay. Oynes pays Tsar. So the Gemara says it cannot be the Tsar of Sofulit Tsar Tachas Baila. Isn't it like Kachash Gufna? We want every girl to get married. The Baal Shalom wants all the girls to get married. He doesn't want the girls to remain single. So he wants everybody to get married. They're all going to have to suffer a little bit Tsar. So the Oynes shouldn't really have to pay that Tsar. Since we should assume like the Tanaim who are concerned about Kachash Gufna. Whatever Hefsid, the person was going to be suffering anyway, so I don't have to pay for that. Even though today I made the Tsar, even today I burned down your whole farm, but you would have left the farm for another half a year, and you would have suffered that loss anyway. So why does he have to pay? So the Gemara says, you're right, the Kachash Gufna you don't pay. And the tzar that you have from Pisuk Raglayim, the girl, when they have Bir Rishayna, it's very painful, but it's Ein Adayma, it's not the same, there's much more pain. How's the Gemara say? It's Ein Adayma, the pain that you have, if you're Anusa to the pain, Ein Adayma, Nevelis B'Yonis, or Nevelis B'Rotzen. Nevelis B'Rotzen, there's a certain amount of tzar, not as much in Nevelis B'Yonis. Nevelis B'Yonis, she's forced into it. So that tsar, that extra tsar, he has to pay, because that's not so for the tzar tachas b'ayim. But it's interesting, the Gemara assumes the Rabbanu Shalom created women, they should all get married. That's a surprising assumption. Well, the Rabbanu Shalom assumes all the girls are going to get married. They're all going to suffer a little bit, tsar, piece of ragline. So the one who's minus them doesn't have to pay for that. He only pays a differential. In a diamond of elis b'ratzim, in a velis b'ayinus. So he pays that amount of tzar, but the basic amount of tzar, that's what we call kachash gufna. The person is, the girl is aymed lekach, and if I burn down the barn, the farm, it's aymed lekach that there's going to be a certain amount of hefsa. The guy's not going to sell the field now, he's going to wait a little bit. So by the waiting, is the value is going to diminish by $1,000, so they don't pay. Very good. Okay. Yes.
I didn't have like chat on the small houses. Have you ever before? You come around. The first thing he said. If you want to discuss it.
The little Tysus, Yamar Labina.
Yeah.
Ikshab Ben Ezra, my Yitzchak Perkam, the man, and I said, keep it. My father asked me, could you please make me a cup of coffee on Shabbos? The little tesis in the tiny letters are Mem Amar Aleph, Dibra Mascha, Yomar Labina, the one that's in brackets. Says tesis Yishanim Ksav Yad. You're right. So tesis asked the Kasha, why do you need a pasuk to teach me? Ishe mi rabbi te rosh ha-psoise tishmoiru. You have to show kibbut aviyem. Moira means kibbut square, a lot of kibbut. An awful lot of kibbut. But still a shapsoise tishmoiru. You're not allowed to be Michal Shabbos in the line of duty to fulfill kibbut aviyem. One might have thought, Esa decha lo isesei. You would have thought kibbut aviyem is such a big mitzvah, decha de lo isesei of Shabbos. So kamash malan, a shapsoise tishmoiru, you're not allowed to. So tesis asked the Kasha, how can you say Esa decha lo isesei? If the father would say Yomar Labina, you say the essay klal. The Gemara says here the essay of Veloisi Elisha is not Decha the Loisese of Mamzeres or Grusha Lekoina, whatever it happens to be, because Yomar Labina, you say the essay klal. However you understand that. So the Pasha Pshat is, if it's only a mitzvah, Shibiran Machavero, so it's a weaker mitzvah, or it's Biran Machavero, so that's not Decha and Isa Shibiran Lamok. So you ask a Kasha, well, Kibir Avien is also. If the father wouldn't ask for the cup of coffee, there wouldn't be a mitzvah. So why don't you say just like over here the Gemara says, if she would say Labina, there wouldn't be an essay of Loisei Elisha. So therefore, this is a weaker essay. You can't say Esa Decha Loisei, or it's Esa Shebiran Machaveri. You can't say Esa Decha Loisei. So if the parents would have been Moichel on their covet, so there wouldn't be a chiv to give him the cup of coffee. So how could there even be a Havamina that it should be Decha Shabbos? That's their kasha. What do you need a pasuk for? The Gemara says Mitzara Svara. So one could answer perhaps, if you say like the Ramban, that what the Gemara meant to say was that if Lois Irishas have been Adam Lachavero, Baharaya, that had ended itself to Mechila, so then we said yesterday from the Maram Shik, the parents, true, can be Mechal on the cover, but that's a question. Is that an indication that it's really been Adam Lachavero? And that's why they can be Mechal, they can be Mechal Yolam Vod. Let's say the father tells her, father gets angry at the son. When the son is age 20, he says, do me a favor, don't ever do me a service, may atabad oilam. Goodbye and good luck, I don't want to see you, don't do me any tovus. And then the father, at the age of 85, the father can use a little help. He's krachtzing around. So can the father change his mind? So the Maram Shik said, it depends. If the nature of the Kchi of Kibbut Aviyem is ben Orem, lachaveirai, and the parents give him moichel, means moichel, real mechila. So once you're moichel, you can't change your mind later on. You can't ask the... If I'm Michael, you there, I lent you $100, and then I'm Michael. I can't ask you for the money later. Once I was Michael, I was Michael. But if you say, really, the mitzvah bin Adam, really the mitzvah, Kibbut Aviyem is really bin Adam, Lamokkaim, like the Menchas Chinuch raised the possibility, based on the Gemara Shlosh, Shut from Yesh Ba'adam, Ovi, Vim, Ova, Kodesh Baruch Hu, then the Rabban Shalom says, I'm invisible, there's no way that you can be Mechabit me. If you'll be Mechabit your parents, Mal Ani Alechem Keilu Kibbut Etuni. I'll consider it as if you're a mechabed me. If you're mezalzel on the kavod of your parents, I'll take it because I'm the shutef with the two shlosha shutef from Yesh Ba'adam. So we say that really the mitzvah has been Adam la'mokem, so why do the parents have the ability to be moichel? It's not that they can be moichel, it's just ritzonu shel Adam zo'k vodo. That's what sets up what falls under the category of kibbut and what not. Then if you say it like that, so it's not that, then kibbut aviyem is not the same as veloisi elish. Lo Sili Isha has only been Adam Machavera, and that's Nitan Mechila. Kibbut Aviyem maybe is not Nitan Mechila. Not Nitan Mechila, it's just Ritzonu Shalodim Zo Kvoda. If the parents say, I don't need a cup of coffee, I don't need you to help me tie my shoelaces, so then tying the shoelaces for the father, Malbisha Manilo, it's not a form of Kibbut Aviyem, but it really is Ben Adam Machavera, and Mechila doesn't work. So that could be that that's Taisa's answer. They asked the Kashi Iksha Abinu Ezra, Why did you need a pasuk in the beginning, the first sugya, the Esa Decha Lo Isesei? You need a pasuk to keep it. Aviyem is not Decha Shabbos. Fractasis. Oleka Esa. The Yom Alabina, the Kibbut, the Yisrael, the Esa Klal. Same as over here. Since if the girl would say, I'm Eichel, there's no Esa. So for some reason or another, that takes off the din of Esa Decha Lo Isesei. So there also. But that says, no, Yishlamet Has Mikoma Kambiyad. Get Shetiva. The father says, I do want a cup of coffee on Shabbos. So then there is an essay. But if you say like the Ramban said, because they can be moichel, that's an indication that it's been on Machaber. Ben on Machaber is not Decha and Iser. Ben on Machaber is what it takes is the answer. Maybe that's what they mean. It's not Ben on Machaber. It really is Ben on Machaber. Here the Gemara says, her ability, Anusa's ability to be Meichel, is taken as an indication, as a hechacha, that the mitzvah of Losi Elish is only Beram Lachaber. But by Kibir Aviyim, it's not that the parents can be Meichel. It's just Ritzon Shalat Mzal Kwanah. So maybe it's really been Adam HaMokim, and it would have been Deichel Shabbos. So that's why I need a Pasuk to say not so. That could be that that's what Tosis answered. The Kibir Aviyim has not been Adam Lachaber, it's really been Adam HaMokim.
Does Tosis have to agree to the earlier Ramban assumption that
however you'll understand it. Whenever the Gemara says, whenever the essay lends itself to Mechilus, that's a weaker
right,
essay.
So Tosafot pointed out that this is inherent, this is a qualitatively different type of Mechila. The Mechila by her, she has a choice. She can either say this in essay here or not.
Right.
By the father, so as long as he can say anything, so fine. There's no mitzvah of making my father coffee if I know my father's making coffee. If he asks for the coffee, so now there's an essay. And even if he's mochel, even if afterwards he changes his mind and says, I don't want coffee, as soon as he tells me he wants the coffee and make the coffee, that essay is better made than there. It's
okay.
Not even like Muslim afraid after he doesn't want the coffee.
Right, I was making the essay when I prepared
it. Right, so you can say it's been on Mochavero, but it's a different type of mechila. The mechila by the father is that as long as he has shown, like Tosafot said, as long as he has shown his dad that he wants it, and you're following what he wants, so that's the essay. Whether or not
but still, it could have lent itself to Mechila.
Mm-hmm.
But still, keep it aviyim. It could have lent itself to Mechila. He wants to say the same as over here. Whenever the essay hadecha could have lent itself to Mechila, so it shows that it's a weaker essay, and it's not decha lo sesa. However, you understand
it. The essay of making coffee for your father.
Yeah.
That product, keep it aviyim. So there's no machila there. As long as your father says he wants it, the essay is there.
But he could have been mevater. He could have said, I don't want coffee. So even though he says he does want it, but since it's a weaker essay, so Agamar seems to say that is not the chavali essay. No.
Then that part of the essay of giving never exists. It still exists as long as he said so. And when he's mochel, it doesn't exist from there on out. Right? If she says lo ba'ina, if he marries her that she wants to get divorced, so that's fine. That's not the same type of thing because she could have said at the beginning, I don't want to get married, and therefore there was never an essay there at all. She could have forced to cause the essay to never exist. So it was an essay that there could have been machil on. By the father, he never asked for anything. The essay never existed. It wasn't that there was an essay that didn't happen. It's nothing was ever there.
What do you draw? I didn't get it. What's the difference again? What's the difference between Losi Elisha, that she can be Meichel?
There's a chiyav on him of Losi Elisha.
Right.
He has to try and marry her. She could either say, yes or no. She could either say no, and it's a weaker essay. Or she could say yes or no. So because she had the option of saying no, it's a weaker essay.
Right.
By the father, I have a mitzvah to do whatever my father says if he says anything. If he didn't say anything, it happened. If he says something, that's a bona fide, full-fledged chiyav that there's no mechila on. My father tells me, asking me to make him the coffee, I have to make him the coffee.
But before he asked me, he could have said, I don't need any coffee.
But then it never existed in the first place. It's not that there was a chiyav on me.
So why is it different from Beloy Sili? It's just not the same.
There's not a standing chiyav on me to make coffee for my father.
Yeah.
There's nothing. As soon as he asked to make the coffee, now the chiyav is there. Now there's a bona fide chiyav that there's no mechil on. So if he doesn't want the coffee later, so that's fine. So then I'm positive from that point on. But right now, I have to make the coffee.
Why isn't the same here? She wants him to marry her. So right now there's an essay. Will I say Elisha? How is it different? I don't get it.
No.
So there also the father could have said.
There also he said no, that it never existed in the first place.
Same over here. Never existed in the first place. The essay will I say Elisha is only if the girl is interested, and the condition that the girl is interested, then he's mukhif to marry her. She's not interested, so there's no essay. So why isn't it parallel? That was exactly Tosis kasha. So it could be that was Tosis Teretz, that here, perhaps they learned like the Ramban. Here, Mechila really means Mechila. It's a Bin Adam Lachaveris, and the Mechila cancels it in Gansim. And maybe Kibir Aviyim is really Bin Adam Lamokim, and the Mechila just is Mechila's Ritzonu Shalom Zel Kavodah. That determines what's included in Kibbut. But just because the parents could be Mechil doesn't show that it's a lower level, doesn't show that it's Bin Adam Lachaveris, doesn't show it's a weaker mitzvah. It's a very strong mitzvah. Yeah.
How's it been to
Lashon? Yeah. This is absolutely. They don't explain. I don't know. They don't explain. Yeah.
by an ones, so the daughter has no say whatsoever. That's all the father say.
The Gemara learns that from the pasuk that they both have a say. By ones
also.
By ones also. Yeah.
Has Tosas explained that?
So then. Either can protest that they don't want the marriage to take place. Yeah. So what do you mean? But he pays right away. He pays even if he does marry her. Yeah. So what does it mean? I don't remember. Gotta look into this again. I don't remember. Don't know. What does it mean she can protest? I don't know. Got a chazal the Gemara again. Yeah.
Is there any difference with Tosafot and Miyan is similar to the other ideas that the minute the father asks the person who gave it for his mitzvah, just because someone's mobile doesn't change calling in the past the mitzvah that was supposed to be the woman. The only mental adhesion is after they get married. If it's in the minister, any time before they actually get married, it's be mobile, so then it's never got off the ground.
So therefore one?
We would do our best to ask her to convince her not to do that. That's only the Gemara meant. Because she couldn't say she doesn't want to, so we're going to force her to try to say that.
But Shain came back Kibbut
Aviyim. The Mitni says it. There's no way to change his mind. The mitzvah, asay, ready, this is in the world. The only thing we're going to accomplish with these mobiles is taking the mitzvah out of the world. Not that you're not accomplishing anything. You had a mitzvah, we were about to live it. You have to go.
No, but if the parent says, forget about it, I'm not interested in drink.
It's like if I have a lulav and the day passed, I was about to limit that. Yeah, I can't do it now, but I lost that mitzvah.
You lost it, but if the father changes his mind, so then there's no mitzvah.
No, but there was that mitzvah in the past. I made it so that night came early and I can't do it.
Mitzvah was to please the parents, to bring nachas ruach to the parents. So the parents would like a hot cup of coffee, we have to give them. And then they say, I changed my mind. I'm not going to have a hot cup of coffee.
Yeah, they would have preferred 2 minutes ago, though, then I got it for them.
By Losi Elisha, yeah. and she says no, so Iglan Muslim Afreya, there was never a fear. By Kibbut Aviyim, if he says no, if the father asks for coffee, then 5 minutes later says no, so we kind of love, there's no reason to give coffee. Iglan Afreya, for those 5 minutes, there was a fear to start to prepare the coffee.
Uh-huh. Okay.
That's what I was trying to say.
Could be. It's a possibility. This is very unclear. Okay. Let's see. What's the next Mishnah? Rashi explains over here. Rashi quotes the Gemara in Yevamos, Samach Beis. Rabbi Akiva had 24,000 students, some of the Talmidim. And then they all died between Pesach and Shavuos. And then Rashi quotes the Gemara, V'hoyah ha'olam shomein. The Olam HaTorah was desolate. There was nobody learning Torah. And Shabbat Rabbi Akiva ate, so Rabbi Senu Shebedarom. He went to whatever, some location, and he started all over again. That's where Rabbi Akiva quoted the pasuk from Mishle, Babakaz Rasarachab, not Mishle, from Koelas. Babakaz Rasarachab, Larapa Tanach Yadecho. The farmer should plant in the morning, he should plant in the evening. Kein Chiyada Eze Yikosha, Oze Oze. You can never tell which plantations that you planted, which will be more successful. The ones you planted in the morning, once you plant in the afternoon. So the Pshutah Shal Mikra goes on a farmer. So Rabbi Kiva expands it, says it goes on having children, and it goes on being Mamet Talmidim. You have a lot of children, so you don't know which ones will bring you Nachas, whether the first children or the last children. So you shouldn't just have one son and one daughter. You should have more than the bare minimum, because you can never tell which ones will bring you the Nachas. So the same thing, a person should, even if he was successful in chinuch, and he was many talmidim, he shouldn't retire. If he's still able to give a decent shir, he should try to teach Torah later in his old age, because en chayda eze ikasha, you can never tell which talmidim will be better than which. And that's what happened with Rabbi Akiva. He had so many thousands of talmidim, they all died, and then in his old age, after all the talmidim died, then he was taught only 5 talmidim, didn't have any more 24,000 talmidim. He had 5 Talmidim, Rab Meir, Rab Yud, Rab Yossi, Rab Shimon, and Rab Loza ben Shamua. These were the 5 Talmidim. And then from them, from these five Talmidim, the whole Torah Shabbat continued to be transmitted. So Rashi says that this Rav Loza, who's quoted in the mission, this Rav Loza ben Shamua, not the same as Rav Lazer. Lazer ben Hurkins, that was someone else. The Rav Loza ben Azariah, someone else also. This Rav Loza ben Shamua was a Talmid of Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Yechanan says in the Gemara, Rav Loza in the Mishnah, Amen, Amen Aleph, is Beshitos Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Amora. There were two versions of what Rabbi Akiva said on the previous daf on Lamed Chesamid, not on Lamed Ches, on Lamed Chesamid Aleph. What's the din of Narish and Sarsam and his Garsha? So there were three shitas. Rabbi Yosef really said, Ein lo knas, period. Because Pasuk HaShem lo harasa, she had never been married previously. If she was ever married previously, so the whole parasha doesn't apply. Just like if she's a ba'ula, or just like if she's a bogeris, the whole din of Odis and Mefata doesn't apply. So if she was ever married previously, even though she's still a psula and everything, the whole parasha of Odis and Mefata doesn't apply. So we don't accept Rabbi Yosef Lili because Rabbi Akiva disagrees with him. So we pass him halachic Rabbi Akiva mechaveiro. We pass like Rabbi Akiva. But then the Gemara says trei tanai liber Rabbi Akiva. The two verses what Rabbi Akiva said. So there's Rabbi Akiva the masnis and Rabbi Akiva the brisa. Rabbi Akiva the Mishnah says that narish and sarsam in his garsha yesh laknas and knas aliatzma. Something does change. Knas aliatzma. Rabbi Akiva the brisa said yesh laknas and knas alaviyam. Mamish, nothing changed. Narish and Asar, some of this garsha, nothing changed. So what is the, so the Gemara found it difficult. So what does the Pasuk say? Asher lo ha'orasa, she had never been previously married. It's insignificant. What do you mean Asher lo ha'orasa? Nothing changes if she was previously married. So it does mean that she had never been previously married. It means she's not married now. Not married now is not kamla b'dirabim, of course you're potter. So what do you need a Pasuk Asher lo ha'orasa? So the Gemara says, you need the Pasuk for Zerik Shava, okay, Shver. So we don't accept Rabbi Akiva in the Braisa. We accept Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah. Yesh lo knas and knas aliyatma. So the Gemara, so the Mishnah over here is Amem Amral of the top Mishnah is Rabbi Lozer, Talmud of Rabbi Akiva, Beshitas Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Amora. He's going according to Rabbi Akiva, the Masnisen, Yesh lo knas and knas aliyatma. So if the man is Mefata her, if he's Ma'anis her, so he pays, but if he's mafata her, so if someone is mafata a yisayma, then she's meichel. She agreed. Then there's no payment at all. If he's mafata a girl who has a father, then she can't be meichel the schus mom that the father is entitled to. But if he's mafata yisayma who has no father, so then she's entitled to collect all of the tashlumins. So then, since she agreed, so she's meichel. So what if she's a yisayma b'chayavish, not a real yisayma? The father's alive, the mother's alive, but she was Nesarsam in his Garsha, and Rabbi Loza holds like Bishita Rabbi Akiva Rabbi Amora, Yesh la Knas Knas Aliatzma, she's entitled to the Knas. So since she agreed to the Pitui, it means that she was Michael, so she doesn't get that money. That's what he says. Rabbi Loza Emeho, Enes Chayva Mefata Potter. Doina, she was never Michael anything, but the Mefata, she was Maskin. So she was Meichel. So since she's Meichel, so she doesn't get anything. So that's what the Gemara says. On Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Loza, in the Mishnah, Shitz Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Amar, Rabbi Kiva, the Mishnah, not Rabbi Kiva, the Braisa, who holds in the Mishnah, Yesh lo knas ha knas ha liatzma. So over here, she was Maskin, so she was Meichel. That was the Mechil. Then the Gemara says, Halachik Rabbi Loza. Why? Because Kori, Rabbi Leida, Rabbi Loza, Tuvayna da Chakimi. He was the most colorful, whatever. He was the biggest Pesach from all the Tanoim, is Rabbi Loza ben Shamu. Okay, easy enough, Gemara. When the Mishnah talks about Yisayma, so the Gemara explains it doesn't mean she's really Yisayma, it means she's Yisayma b'chai aviyah. She has the din like Yisayma. That's the Melitza that the Mishnah formulates. Mishnah has that expression in the end of Nedarim. Such a concept as Yisayma b'chai aviyah. Yeah, Tosis keeps on repeating over here. Tosis had the comment, the first Tosis in the next parak. And the Malav and based is the bottom test is the Bamasra Naira, the beginning of Narish and Espatza. So the Mishnah says, Bogra. Lo yispik lamudin at she Bogra, Hare Hain shel atzma. In the plural, what do you mean, Hare Hain? So the Ran said, it does not to be taken literally. It means that the Knas is liatzma, but the Boshes have become goes to the father. And if the father dies, it goes to the brothers who Yarish and the father. She does. But Tosis came up with this whopper of a chiddush. Arehein goes not only on the knas; it goes on the boishes of pgam Nezik, Tzari, Shevi, all the other Tashlumins. Harehem Shalatzma goes to us. So the question is, why should it be Harehem Shalatzma? The father was Zecha ready. The Knas, you're not Zecha until you have the Hamad Abedin. So if Lehi speak Alam Abedin, at Shibbogro, so then you say Harehem Shalatzma. But the Nezik, Tzari, Shevi, and Boishas, that's Mamayna. That's not Knas. So that the father should have been Zecha ready. So that's what Taisa said. It must be that there's a Hekesh. The Ran denies the whole din, so he doesn't have to fish for Xeris HaKosov. But Taisa came up with this Chiddush from the fact that the Mishnah says the plural, Harehenshal Atzma, means even the Nezek Sarif Beshevis, but it's also Shal Atzma. So he came up with the Chiddush that you learn out from the Xeris HaKosov. That was the bottom Taisa on Lamed Ches on the base. The Misha Zenitan, Zenitan. So since the Knas goes Li Atzma, so the Boshes should become also goes Li Atzma. So that's what Tesis had a difficulty. If ain't on the Marish Knas Lebonov, if ain't on the Marish Knas Lebonov, so the father died, so the brothers don't get the Knas. So how come they relearned over here in the whole Gemara, Lamed Ches Amud Beis, that the brothers Yarshin, the Boshes and the Pagam? How can the Yarshin and Boshes and Pagam? They don't get the Knas. They said, no, that Hekish only goes 1 point. L'misha Zenitan Zenitan. But there are cases where you'll pay one and you won't pay the other. If Eidon Marish Knas Lebonov doesn't, Knas doesn't go be Yerusha, but the Boshes of Begam will go be Yerusha. Then the Tesh says the same thing. If he's Moide B'Knas, the Mishnah Mem Aleph and Menal, he's Moide B'Knas. Moide B'Knas is Potter, but he still has to pay the Nezek Tzah Ripuy in Shevis, that's a Mammon that he will pay. So the Tesh repeats it on Adaf again, on Lamites on the base again. The Hekish that they came up with, the Hekish that Tesh is Mechadish, only indicates when there is a chiyuv to give knas and there is a chiyuv to pay the nezek tzari peshevis, yeah, so the misha zanitan zanitan. But if you have a case where one is collectible, one is not, so then the one that's collectible, you do collect. One is not, is not. Okay. Top tesis on Lamentas and the Mings, he repeats it again. Yeah. So the Gemara just establishes here, after the Mishnah Boshes, how do you know that you pay Boshes to become? Maybe all you pay is the Chamishim Shekel Kesev. So the Gemara quoted, we already had from the first daf in the Perek. Abai v'Ravi, each one had a different posuk, but that's the halacha. That in addition to the Chamishim Shekel Kesev, that's the Knas, you have to pay the Mammon of Boshes to become as well. So the Gemara says, and you cannot learn, and then the Shaila is, who do you pay the payment to? Who does it go to? Does it go to the girl or does it go to the father? So the Gemara learns out from the Pasuk that it goes to the father. Yeah. How do you know? Mamana miknasa loya afina. Just because the Pasuk says that the knas of Einus my father goes to the father, it doesn't necessarily, you cannot learn out of mamatzina just like the knas out to the mamana. Mamana miknasa loya afina. You shouldn't learn out. I learned out from the pasuk b'nereya beis aviyah kol shvach niyurim le'aviyah. Any moment that she acquires during her nairus, katnus and nairus, everything goes to the father. The Gemara says no, that pasuk only goes ba'hu ba'forus and dormu d'chsev. Only goes on isa v'heter. I v'chitei menelef menei. Let's learn out from the isa v'heter. Since for the purposes of ha'forus and dorm, the girl is b'shus aviyah, so say the same b'negeir to. Boshes of Bekams, and Gemara says, no, Mamana mi Yisur le'afina. We explained the three different areas of halacha. There's Dini Mamanis, and Issa v'Heter, and Tumah v'Tara. And each one, you can learn out Midin Echad l'Chaver. But you can't learn out Midin Zeh l'Din Zeh Mamana mi Yisur le'afina, and Issa mi'Tumah le'afina. Tumah v'Tara is one area, Issa v'Heter is another area, and Dini Mamanis, Ben Adam l'Chaver, is the third area. So the Gemara says, no, we have Psukim for everything. Everything is worked out based on Psukim. Everything goes to the father. Ma'aseh we needed a new pasuk, right? Ma'aseh Adel le'aviyah is based on Kim Kereish's Bita Lo'oma, the Hekesh. Ma'oma, Ma'aseh Adel le'rabba, Afbas, Ma'aseh Adel le'aviyah. And you needed a pasuk. You can't say Ma'aseh Adel the daughter's le'aviyah based on B'nereh Beis Aviyah. No, B'nereh Beis Aviyah only goes on our first and dorm.
From that pasuk, we should learn that the father should get the knas.
you should learn out that the knas should also go liavio. For the fact that my seder liavio, the mistamik knasim in my mind is also liavino, not just my money miknasim liavino. Some knasim in my mind is also liavino. Yeah, each step of the way, the Gemara says you got to have a pasuk. Okay, so they worked out all the pasukim.
Okay.
Yeah. Connected with each other, yeah.
But like an extra.
Right. Right. Then the Mishnah says, how do you calculate the pagam? Pagam is nezik. How do you calculate kamu shavalim kabashuk? So we had a machlokes. Rashi in the Rosh, the beginning of Perek Achav, Kama Hu Shavalim Kabashuk an Eved Ivriya as an Eved Knaini. So Rashi said, as an Eved Ivriya, a Jew can't sell himself as an Eved Knaini, and Kama Hu Shavalim Kabashuk means who Shavit, how much is he Shavit, not how much would such a specimen of a human being be Shavit. And the Rosh presenting the Shitas Bali Atais disagreed. He says, no, Kama Hu Shavalim means how much would such a human being be worth. A Jew can't sell himself as an Eved Knaini, but a Goy can sell himself. See, even the Jew doesn't have the ability to sell himself as an Eved Knaini, as the same Shabbos as the Eved Knaini. So that is Machlokes. How do you establish Nezik? Here, the Mishnah says, Beferish Eved Knaini. The Mishnah talks, the guy wants to buy a Shifcha, guy wants to buy a Shifcha, Besula, as opposed to Bula, to make his Eved Knaini happy. Because the Eved Knaini is going to be living with the Shifcha Knainis. Obviously, we're talking about visualizing selling the girl is a shivcha knainis. And Amar Vi is not muteris to be mezana with an eved knaini. So these gemaras are habeferish right to the rush. That kama hushavalim kamashuk goes kama. How much is the person valued at? If what's his value on the slave market? To sell him as an eved knaini, not as an eved ivri. You can't sell the father can sell a daughter as an Amar Vi, but the other can't be meisa her to an eved knaini. It's mafurish in the Gemara, mafurish in the Mishnah. I don't know how can Rashi disagree with this Gemara. Rashi, at the beginning of Achavah, says kamu shavalim kabashuk. For nezik is how much could the person sell himself for as an eved ivri. So the hesber is because Rashi holds it doesn't have the ability to sell himself as an eved knaini, and that's not called value. Shabbos always determined kamu shavalim kabashuk. So what's Rashi going to do with this Gemara? Here's a mafurish Gemara. You got to say it's a new din, a new gzeres hakosuv. That's what we discussed. That's what Rabbi Harari pointed out. There was Machlokes Rabbi Kiva Egan, and Asivas. And Abai Barava learned that from the psukim that not only do you pay the knas, you even pay nezik and boishes and whatever. Is this a new chiyuv nezik and boishes from the parsha of Oynes and Mefata, or is it the regular din chamisha dor mechayvu b'chaver? If you hold like Rashi, that in all cases of Chavu B'Chaveru, Yishomim Kamu Hushavulim Kabashuk Ke'evit Ivri, because he can, doesn't have the ability to sell himself as an Eved Knaini. And over here it's Beferish that Yishom, like a Shivcha Knaini, is not like an Eved Ivri. She can't sell, the father can't sell her as a Shivcha Knaini. So you see Beferish, it's a separate din. Yeah, you force them to assuming. It's a separate din. The Boshes of Pagam is not the regular din of Chamisha Dvarm. It's a new din from the parsha of Ein Samavata.
Rabbi said yesterday that we might not have nezek nowadays because we don't know we can value somewhere else. So can we say that would be the Rush say that we would value something else because the Rush says that you'd have to be on the guy himself who's being valued. So too, you would say that you can value the slave market, theoretical slave market, whatever it would be. Because we're not saying
I think the Rush means that this specimen of a human being is the same health, same height and same kishrein, the same seichel as this one. So true, this one is a Jewish person. He doesn't have the ability to sell himself as an Eved Knaini, but he has still the same shivus as the other person. The other person could sell himself, the Nochri can sell himself as an Eved Knaini. So he can't say, just because Al Pidin, there's no way for a Jew to sell himself as an Eved Knaini, so his body is valued at less than the body of the Goy. So he said, Rashi holds no, since you have to shum him as a so the Rosh holds no. Since there is a Nezik over here and he can't sell himself, true, he can't sell himself as an Eved Knaini, but he can say he's worth less than the other person. They both have the same health conditions. They can both accomplish the same thing. So you don't need Kama Hu Shavalim Kabashut, this particular thing. How much this specimen of a human being would be Shavalim Kabashut? No, but it has to be Bosa Makam or Bosa Zman. You don't assess how much it's worth in a different country. when you do the Chavala in New York, so if Lincoln feeds the slaves, so a human being in New York is not shovel in kabashuk a penny. Different things to sell, it depends. You're going to sell the Gemara Ksubas. If you sell in the middle of jungles, they won't give you a penny for the Gemara Ksubas. If you sell it in Washington Heights near the yeshiva, they'll pay you good money. It all depends. Bosa makam or bosa zman, where the chavala occurred. Okay, good. Belineta, tomorrow I'm going to be leaving Teretzot tomorrow afternoon, so I'd like to give a shiur in the morning. I'll try to come to give a shiur at 9 o'clock, and I'll have to leave by 10:30. Okay, so maybe we'll try to finish the perek. There isn't so much left over here. We already discussed these topics many times.